Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on various energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. We've used this program over the last 5 years to try to keep you up to date on the various initiatives of the Cape Light Compact, which is part of your Barnstable County government. We also serve Martha's Vineyard under an agreement with Dukes County. I'm John Burns, a retired energy efficiency program planner at the Cape Light Compact, which is located at the Superior Courthouse in Barnstable. One of the objectives of the Focus on Energy program is to acquaint the WOMR listening audience with the staff and management of the Cape Light Compact and the programs that are run through this part of our county government. Occasionally, we'll bring in people from the state and federal government to talk about what's going on off Cape and some of what drives our program here. Today, I'm going to introduce you to a new staff member who works on residential energy efficiency programs and talk about a new energy efficiency technology that is being introduced into the marketplace and the financial incentives that will be offered to qualifying households on the Cape and Vineyard for installing it in their homes. It's called a heat pump water heater. So for starters, I'm pleased to be joined today by Matthew Dudley, a residential program coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. Matt is a recent graduate of the Vermont Technical College with an associate's degree in architectural and business and building engineering technology and a bachelor of science degree in sustainable design and technology. Matt, thanks very much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, welcome to the program. I think actually what I'd like to do is I'd like to start talking this little conversation about you, how you happen to find yourself on the Cape Light Compact. Is this a business that you wanted to be in or an organization that you wanted to be in? And
it is, yeah. So I grew up in Vermont, where I worked, you know, in the construction field my entire life.
Okay.
I've always been into buildings and how they work, and energy efficiency became a big part of that as I grew up. I went to college for architectural engineering and then got a degree in sustainable design and technology because energy efficiency was my passion. After I graduated, I came down here to the Cape and actually got a job doing energy audits with Rise Engineering,
okay,
who is the Cape Light Compact's energy auditing vendor. And then I worked my way up through there and came here to the Cape Light Compact in mid-January.
Okay.
It's been a good experience so far.
Sounds like you knew what you wanted and you went and got it, and that's very, very commendable. Actually, Vermont, there's a lot of energy efficiency activity up there. Vermont has been a leader in the past as far as energy efficiency is concerned, and so that's a good place to have come from.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, growing up, sustainability and energy efficiency was a big part of everyone's life.
Sure.
Energy costs are high, and yeah, you learn to adjust.
Right. Right. We want to talk about the heat pump water heater today, and why don't you tell us a little bit about the technology, give us a little background on the technology, not too detailed so that people's eyes glaze over, but basically what is a heat pump water heater?
Yeah, so a heat pump is just a device that moves heat from one area to another. It works much like an air conditioner in your house or your refrigerator. But while your refrigerator takes heat out of your fridge and moves it to your kitchen,
right,
a heat pump takes heat out of the air in your basement, say, and moves it into your hot water tank.
Okay. So it's part of the refrigeration cycle, but you've got a basement that may be at 70 degrees. How do you get a water heater temperature of, say, 120 out of that?
That's one of the hard things. It's one of the hardest parts to wrap your head around when you think about heat pumps. But through the refrigeration cycle, you've got compressors and expansion valves, and just the way that fluids work, there's different energies that are transferred through that cycle. And that's how you're able to accelerate temperatures in air and then convert it over to other mediums such as water.
And actually, in the case of a refrigerator in your house, you're actually removing heat from inside the refrigerator and bringing it out to the kitchen, as you said. So in effect, your kitchen is actually warming up a little bit, and the inside of the refrigerator has the heat removed. You don't inject cold into a refrigerator. You take heat out of it.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. So you take heat out of your refrigerator. That's why it's so important to keep it closed whenever you can. But you may notice that there is a hot side to your refrigerator as well. So the newer units, most of that system is actually on the bottom. But if you can recall, older refrigerators, you know, a lot of...
Had the exposed coils on the back.
And if you ever went to reach behind the refrigerator, it was warm.
Hot, yeah.
Basically, we're taking that area, that heat, harnessing it.
Taking those same coils, basically, and sticking them in a water tank and heating the water with it.
Exactly.
And and you get a multiplier on the energy, so...
Yeah, it's called the coefficient of performance.
Okay.
So one unit of electricity... can actually create, you know, upwards of 2 to 3 units of heat, through this cycle.
Right. But again, they're not creating the heat; they're just moving the heat.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So it's transforming.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that is a good enough explanation for people. Water heating technology, pretty basic, the way an electric water heater works. Explain a little about how an electric water heater works, and then we'll talk about how it is we're going to go from a standard electric water heater to a heat pump water heater.
Yep. So a standard electric hot water heater, the way it works is there's a heating element in the center of the tank. That heating element is then heated through electricity, kind of like a light bulb is.
Right.
It's just you don't get any light out of it. You just get pure heat, which then in turn heats up, you know, the water that's in the tank that you use for showers, you know, washing your hands, dishes, things like that. That technology is fairly old.
Sure.
It's fairly inefficient.
Right.
Just because the amount of energy...
Well, your coefficient of performance is basically is one on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, sure.
The units that you get in is one, and the output is one.
Right.
And then you have some losses there, you know, from storage and things like that. But, you know, for those of you out there on the Cape in Martha's Vineyard that have electric hot water heaters, your electric bills probably aren't inexpensive.
No.
And that's because you've always got a tank full of hot water, and that hot water has to stay hot.
Right.
In order for that to happen, you consume electricity.
And the impetus behind these technologies is actually the cost, the tremendous escalation in cost that we've seen in energy prices. We've been able to, that has allowed us then to develop new technologies that are much more efficient, that in the past may have cost too much, and so we didn't do them because energy used to be cheap.
Exactly. So the idea of a heat pump isn't new by any means.
Right.
The idea of a refrigerator, it's the same technology. It's just now that energy prices are going up, you know, there's a demand to make your efficiency go up as well. And that's where we start bringing technology into other tools in your house. So that's how this heat pump hot water heater was actually developed. Originally, it was an add-on. There would just be a heat pump that attached to your hot water tank.
Okay.
Supplemented
your existing.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it was good. There were some mechanical issues, health and safety issues that ended up coming from some of these technologies.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of, you know, stricken from the market in the early 90s.
Right.
But they've seemed to come full circle, and actually the technology has completely changed in the last 5 years.
Right, and as some of the bigger companies with bigger research and design budgets and that kind of thing, they iron the bugs out of the technologies before they put them out in the field.
Exactly, they're tried and true and tested, and actually the Cape Light Compact was part of a pilot participant program where we actually installed some of these units in Massachusetts, monitored their energy use, and then compared it to a baseline study where we could actually determine what the energy savings would be when you replace your existing electric hot water tank with this new technology.
And then you talk to the people that have been participating in the pilot program to see what their experiences with having to live with these things.
Not only do we have some data loggers on these pieces of equipment where we can then take information about how often they turn on, figure out how much energy they're using, but we also talk to the homeowner, figure out, you know, was it a pleasurable experience for you? Was it something that worked well for you and your family? And the reviews that we've heard so far have been phenomenal. We had two participants, as I said, here on the Cape, one in Falmouth and one in Orleans. Both participants have been extremely happy and actually wanted to be at this recording, but unfortunately scheduling didn't
work out for them. But my understanding is that those folks, if anybody in the audience that ultimately after we've completed the program and decided that this is something that they'd like to pursue, you can get some references from people that have actually been living with these things for a while. And
we do have fantastic user testimonials, and I hope to soon be one as well.
Are you going to try to do one yourself?
I've recently bought a house in Mashpee with an electric hot water tank.
Congratulations.
So that will be one of my first things to do is to replace it with this technology.
Excellent. So you'll live with it, and you'll know what this technology is all about yourself. And
we hope to have some user testimonials up on the Cape Light Compact website soon.
Okay.
So then you can hear from local people about their experience.
Okay, well, one thing that that we want to do is talk about why, from an economic standpoint, would somebody want to do this. Now, the Cape Light Compact has got incentives because the Cape Light Compact is motivated through a program and some oversight from the state. They are highly motivated to save electricity, electricity that is becoming more and more costly and harder to get out here onto the Cape for us. So what is the role of the Cape Light Compact in this, and how does one go about pursuing this further?
All right. Well, the Cape Light Compact, as I said, through that, we are initially driven, as you said, to conserve electricity. We have savings quotas that we try to meet and exceed every year, and for me personally, I got into this industry because I enjoy saving people money, and this is a very easy way to do that, especially with this heat pump water heater, which I am just super enthusiastic about the launch of this rebate. We've actually got a $1,000 rebate to give to anyone who replaces an existing 50 to 80 gallon electric resistance hot water heating system.
So let me get this straight. The units cost about $1,000, and you're giving a $1,000 rebate. So in effect, you're, for selected parties, giving them a free water heater is really what it boils down to.
Exactly. So the technology, this heat pump hot water heater, there's a list of qualifying models that, if you installed one of these models, you'd be able to apply for a rebate. They cost anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500, where actually today I was doing some research myself and I did find a local supplier who found out about this program and is actually priced it at $998.
So in effect, it becomes free to the end user other than the cost of installing it, which if they were replacing their electric water heater, they'd have to install it anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the intent of this program is to make it a no-brainer.
Okay.
If you're even contemplating replacing your electric hot water heater and, your space accommodates
it. And just before we get people's hopes up too high and get people too excited, although we certainly want them excited about it because we do want to save the energy out here on the Cape, bottom line is we either build power plants or we use our electricity more efficiently, one or the other, and we don't want to build any more power plants, and I'm not sure that there's many people that certainly want them in their backyard. So our motivation is to get people to save energy so we don't have to build more power plants. And we're experiencing some significant success. The money that would go into power plants are now going into energy efficiency.
We've had phenomenal success. Right. And part of that success is why we're able to offer such a generous incentive. One thing that you listeners need to know, and everyone who is interested in this type of program, there are qualifications and certain restrictions for everything.
Okay.
So, currently, the $1,000 rebate, which can't exceed the cost of the equipment.
So, in other words, if I buy it for $998, I'm going to get a $998 rebate.
Exactly.
That's really what it boils down.
Where you just pay the cost of installation.
Okay. Yep.
So, that $1,000 rebate, you can only be eligible for that if you buy the qualifying model, which we've got about 15 or 16 that are listed on the Cape Light Compact website.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit more about that later.
All right.
You have to buy one of those models, but you also have to be replacing an existing electric freestanding hot water tank.
Okay, so in my case, I get my hot water off my boiler. I would not be eligible for this program.
Unfortunately, right now, you're not eligible for this program.
Okay.
We do have a study going on right now to see exactly how cost-effective replacing that technology would be.
Right.
But right now, we've got proof that you save a lot of money and energy if you replace electric.
Right. So if you're in our listening audience right now, you have an electric hot water heater that you're interested in replacing. You can call the Cape Light Compact and start the ball rolling.
Exactly. So okay. If you were interested, you could call the Cape Light Compact at 1-800-797-6699.
Okay.
That would bring you to our call center here at the Barnstable County Courthouse.
Okay.
It's not like you're going off Cape.
Right.
We're pretty small and pretty local, right. So it's... It's that nice.
You get a real live person
nice
on the line.
Touch. And if you wanted to, you could request me, Matt Dudley. The call center would probably patch you through to my office.
Okay,
so,
all right.
If you wanted more information, you can access us that way. Or you could go to www.capelightcompact.org. There we have a rebates in applications tab at the top of the screen. You click that, it'll take you to a choice where you can choose residential or commercial rebates. Choose residential. And then you'll find a list with all of our rebates. Hopefully you're eligible for more than one of them. But, find your way down to the heat pump water heater rebate. And that'll take you to the MassSave site where there's a lot more information and the rebate application itself. So you have both of those avenues if you want.
Excellent. You're listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy. Our guest today is Matthew Dudley, a regional program coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. We're talking primarily about the new... heat pump water heater program, but Matt, you also alluded to there's other rebates available. There's a lot going on in the field of energy efficiency and a fairly significant amount of money available to people that are willing to promote and to implement energy efficiency in their homes. Just off the top of your head.
Yeah,
and I hate to blindside you here because I know your primary interest is this program, but you know about some of the other programs.
We do have a lot of programs. I actually am managing a couple of them myself. We have three full-time residential staff that manage different programs we have. We have lighting programs where if you see discounted light bulbs, see a compact fluorescent light bulbs around the Cape, the Cape Lake Compact's probably had their finger in bringing the pricing down. Of course, we have the Residential Home Energy Services Program where you can get a free energy audit, and there are actually some increased incentives for 2012.
Okay.
Where we're actually up to $4,000. We pay 75% of the cost of weatherization upgrades.
Insulation, that type of air sealing of your home.
We pay for 75% of those costs up to $4,000.
Okay.
So that's a big push to get more people to sign up here in the next couple in the next year.
Right.
We have a new construction program that I'm also heading up, a multifamily program. So if you live in a condo or apartment building, we can still serve you for your energy efficiency needs. We really have a vast group of programs
available,
appliance buy downs and things like that. So it's worth checking out the website.
It is. And again, that website is www.capelightcompact.org. And again, the 800 number, 800-797-6699. Call either one of those numbers to get the ball rolling here. But let's get back to our heat pump water heater now. We've determined that you've got to have either be replacing an electric hot water heater or building a new home where you're going to put an electric hot water heater in there. That qualifies you. And also, by the way, for those of you that are listening off Cape, you have to be a Cape resident paying a Cape-based electric bill.
So, you can, but this program is actually being sponsored by
the utilities.
By the utilities as well. So even if you're hearing this off Cape, this program is mirrored across.
NSTAR and National Grid both have these programs.
I don't
want to mislead anybody, but in order to take advantage of the Cape Light Compact program, you must be a ratepayer on the Cape. So, electric hot water heater. Either new or replacing one, new building or replacing one. What do we need for space as far as space in the basement's concerned? Because This takes up a little more space, and it needs more space to operate than a conventional water heater. So what do we need to be looking for? You can't tuck it in a closet like you could an electric hot water heater.
Exactly. So a lot of our cottages here on the Cape, you must have noticed that there are, you know, water heaters in closets.
Sure.
Even if they have louvered doors, there's just not enough space to house this unit. You know, remember that we take the energy to heat the water out of the air.
So you need a good volume of space in the basement.
You do. A good rule of thumb is that you need 750 cubic feet of space.
Okay.
If you have a standard size ceiling in your basement, that works out to be an area that's about 10 feet by 10 feet without any walls or doors.
Certainly bigger than a closet, but 10 feet by 10 feet is that's not a big room.
And it's in a lot of applications, you see these in basements, which are, you know, 90% of the time larger than that.
Right, sure.
We just want to make sure that, you know, obviously this is too tall. You know, this unit has the same footprint as a standard electric hot water tank.
But it stands a lot higher.
It stands taller. So there are those space restrictions. So it's not going to work in crawl spaces usually. And there are other considerations. You need the space to be warmer than 50 degrees year-round.
Okay.
In order for it to, in order
to be
for
able
the
to extract
to,
the heat. Yeah.
Exactly. So if there's not enough heat, it's not going to be efficient.
And then it turns into an electric hot water heater again, doesn't it? Because
exactly.
If you don't have enough heat in the room to kind of feed the refrigeration unit that we're talking about, you need to supplement it with an electric heater.
Yeah. So you see this most frequently if you have a large usage. So if you buy a small tank, and you have your entire family over for some holiday, and you've got the dishwasher going, two people taking a shower.
Right.
You know, it's those worst case
scenario,
which are actually the best case, family-wise.
Sure.
It does have a fail-safe where it goes back to a regular electric resistance hot water heater for those times when the heat pump can't keep up with the need.
Very high demand.
So there are fail-safes on it. Yes, most definitely.
What kind of energy and what kind of money are we going to save by putting one of these in as opposed to just replacing my standard electric hot water heater that I'm used to using?
Well, clearly with the energy efficiency measures, the more you use them, the more money you're going to save.
Right.
We have had some studies done that show a family of two that averages about 40 gallons of water per day can expect to save anywhere from $170 to $320 per year on their electric bill. And that's pretty significant, where you can pretty much pay for the cost of installation in
a year. So if you get a $1,000 rebate and you save $300 and some odd a year on your electric bill, you've paid for this thing in a year, and you start enjoying tremendous savings going forward.
Exactly. So your payback periods are very short, and then you start saving a lot. If you think about the current lifespan of one of these things, which is 10 to 15 years, you save upwards of around $3,000 over a standard electric hot water tank. You go into uses, like larger uses, where if you had a family of six that averages about 100 gallons per day.
Okay.
Our studies show that your energy savings works out to be anywhere from $430 to $780 per year. That's enough savings, personally for me to justify replacing it anyway, because you're going to have full replacement recouped in 3 years.
Right.
Where, we've seen scenarios where you can have a payback period of less than half a year, depending on your usage. So it's a no-brainer. It is a no-brainer.
And these aren't fly-by-night units either. They're made by some of the oldest names.
They are. So we've got A.O. Smith models. We've got Stiebel, Eltron, and GE are primarily the units that we have.
Yeah.
And I'm not promoting any single one of them because they're all great units.
Right.
But they're all good players. We've got some of these units that are now completely made in the United States of America, in Louisville, Kentucky, which is good.
Nice.
And these guys, they've been tested, they've been proved, and it's the way of the world. So actually in 2015, electric hot water heaters will be phased out. And when you want to install an electric hot water heater, you need to have this type of technology installed in new construction.
So, I see.
So the code is moving this direction.
Mm-hmm.
as always, we're a little bit ahead of code, so
like to be there.
Yeah, that's what we try to be ahead of.
Unfortunately, part of the reason we're there is that our energy prices are so high here in the Northeast. But we're kind of forced to be out here finding new ways of doing things. Power plants, again, hard to site a power plant nowadays, and so our money, instead of going into the power plants and fuel and all the associated problems that you have with that, we put it into areas of energy efficiency, and this is the result of some of that. So we've got, I'm sure, got people, some people very excited about this, and they want to move forward. So let's review how they would go about doing it. What's the process?
So if you're interested in replacing your hot water heating system with this, remember that you need an electric freestanding tank.
Okay.
That's currently 50 to 80 gallon capacity.
Okay.
Or else install this in new construction. If you meet that criteria, then I would suggest.
That's a good point, and I want to clarify that. Let's say I've got a 40 gallon hot water tank. That's a fairly common hot water tank. Can I replace a 40 gallon hot water tank with one of these?
Unfortunately, you cannot.
So you've got to demonstrate savings. that you've got to demonstrate. But what if I've got an end of life 40?
So with an end of life, you can't apply for it.
You can.
And one of the beautiful parts of this is that since we are the Cape Light Compact, you know, we do have situations where, you know, if it was end of life,
right,
and replacement,
right. I'm at 10, 12 years on my water heater, let's say, and
yep.
I know I've got to replace it shortly.
Yeah, so there. I mean, it's definitely worth pursuing the application.
All right, so they can apply also. Okay, good.
So what I would do then is either call 1-800-797-6699 and request the rebate form.
Right.
Or you can expedite that process by going to www.capelightcompact.org, then click on the Rebates and Applications tab. That'll take you to a prompt for residential rebates, where then you can select heat pump water heater from a list of the rebates that we have available right now.
Excellent. And I'm sure that there are quite a number of people out there that have heard this that would be very interested in saving the $300 to $500 a year that can be saved from these heat pump water heaters. And they would want to give that number a call again, 800-797-6699 or www.capelightcompact.org. Matt, I want to thank you very much. You know, in the first place, welcome aboard to the Cape Light Compact.
Thank you, John.
It's great to have you here. And I've enjoyed meeting you and talking with you. I retired a year and a half or so ago, so I've been kind of out of the loop. I'm still very interested in the business and the technology, but it's been my pleasure to have dealt with you today, and thanks very much.
And I hope that we are talking again soon.
You've been listening to Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have any questions or topics you'd like us to address on future programs, you can email us at focus@capelightcompact.org, or you can call 1-800-797-6699 and let us know. You can also visit our website at www.capelightcompact.org. I'd like to thank my guest today, Matthew Dudley, a residential program coordinator at the Cape Light Compact. I'd also like to thank our engineer, John Braden, the station manager, for his good work in getting the program out to you. Cape Light Compact Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, WOMR 92.1, and in Orleans, WFMR 93.1 on your FM dial. It is also streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, John Burns. Thank you very much for listening. Please join us again next month, same time, same stations, and remember, use energy wisely. It's a precious and an increasingly scarce resource.